Many people help others during the holiday giving season, and food pantries see a lot of donations this time of year.
But sometimes what to give and what not to give can be just as important as giving itself. So we asked Amber Canto, state coordinator for the Wisconsin Nutrition Education Program, to join us with some tips on how and what to donate. Amber, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to be here.
So first, tell us, how many food banks and pantries do we have around Wisconsin?
Well, we actually don't have a perfect list of the number of food pantries all throughout the state. So the best list we use comes from food pantries that are affiliated with our federal commodities program or the Emergency Food Assistance Program. And we're looking at over 250 individual food pantries across the state. And then on top of that, many of those pantries are affiliated with food banks. And we have roughly six or seven either nationally affiliated or independent food banks in the state.
I use food banks and food pantries as different terms. I use them interchangeably. I've heard of food shelves, they call them in other states. What's the difference between a bank, a food bank, and a food pantry?
Yeah, so they are actually different entities, and many people do use them interchangeably, so you're not alone. Food banks, we often use that term to refer to a larger operation that will pool their resources to purchase product or receive donations at a greater scale. And then the food banks provide those food items to individual food pantries that may be affiliated with or a member of the food bank. So we actually have a national food bank association, which is referred to as Feeding America. We have a Feeding Wisconsin, the local affiliate of that chapter. And we also have some independent food banks in the state, such as Hunger Task Force, if you're in the Milwaukee area. Food pantries are smaller in scale, and you know, you might be familiar with them as the closet or the room in your church. In some cases, we see them in local nonprofits or community action program agencies. Some food pantries are even housed in schools. So it really just depends on the host agency, where they're at, and how you'll see them.
So for these organizations providing food, what do they really need? What kinds of foods do they tend to want the rest of us to give?
Well, high quality and high integrity packages are always preferred. So when you look at the types of food to donate, you know, product dating is one of those gray areas or areas of concern, and increasingly we're seeing product dates that are on the actual products, and it can cause some confusion. I'll break them down for you just to give a better sense of the what to donate or what not to donate. Some items you'll see a quality or a pack date, and that's often designated by the words better if used by. And what these dates really mean is an indication of the quality date after which the food will begin to lose flavor, and it might even develop an off flavor. But generally speaking, foods that are well within these dates are preferred by our food pantry partners. We also see products that have expiration dates, and it might include, you know, the specific words of expires after X or Y date, and or do not use after X or Y date. And these might be on things like yeast or baking powder, cake mixes. And we definitely want to encourage the donation of products that are within their expiration date. So if the date has passed, it's probably better to not donate that forward. We also have products that are designated with a pull date. And so this will be, and the example would be a sell by X or Y date. And we often see these on perishable items, milk, yogurt, cottage cheese, eggs, etc. And generally speaking, it's probably safest to donate non-perishable food items, so things that don't have a pull-by date. But if you do donate an item that has a pull-by date, generally we encourage that the products be donated, again, well within the date. We also like to see the donation of high-quality products from a nutritious standpoint. And when we talk about perishable items, we often think items that, you know, or perhaps high in salt or added sugars, heavily processed. But there's lots of good, healthy options that one could donate to a food pantry that falls within that non-perishable lens, such as canned vegetables, perhaps those without added salt, fruits that are in 100% juice or unsweetened applesauce. Also, lots of high-quality canned meats, fish, chicken, beef, tuna, etc. All of those items are heavily welcomed by food pantries now.
Amber, I want to jump in and ask, is it worth a call to the local food pantry? Do they mind if people call and say, hey, what do you need there right now?
Yeah, it's a great point. Food pantries may have specific needs, and it's always worth giving a call to the food pantry and say, what do you need right now? Are you short in one thing or another? And they can encourage the donation of a product that really helps fill their need or the pantry client preferences.
I've heard from people at food pantries in the past, food donations, lovely. We're not going to turn them away. But money donations actually can make a big difference. We often can get things, the food pantries, can get things cheaper than the general public. So cash donations, not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all.
So you mentioned 250-plus organizations around the state. Is there a good way for listeners to find the nearest one in their area, the one that might need their help in their own backyard?
Sure. There's a couple of different ways that one might go about finding a local food pantry. I would say the most comprehensive list that's accessible across the state would be by calling 211. So from your phone, 211, or you could look online, 211 Wisconsin. And they've compiled a variety of information of resources in communities and could refer individuals back to a local food pantry. You could also check the Feeding America website and look at affiliate food pantries for the various food banks in the state, or even contact Hunger Task Force, which again is perhaps the largest affiliate of from an independent food bank perspective in the Milwaukee area.
Amber, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem.
That's Amber Canto. She's the state coordinator for Wisconsin Nutrition Education, talking about how to donate to your local food pantry.